making out your Christmas list. Be sure you all remember this, for smoking pleasure at its best. Here's the gift that leads the rest.
Chesterfield,
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 Chesterfield.
Christmas card, cartons of milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears and Bing's guests, Alexis Smith and Bert Wheeler. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with the holidays fast approaching, I'd like to present one of Southern California's leading Christmas tree salesmen, Mr. Bing Crosby.
Nice little evergreen models over there for you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for plugging our little enterprise, but I want to warn you about something.
What?
Better get over to the lot fast and pick out your tree, because Christmas is about here. Come on over, I'll give you 10 off on a nice model.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. But look, suppose I drop around and you're not there. What'll I do?
Just ask for my associate, Mr. Hope.
Mr. Hope? Oh, you and Bob are partners in this tree business?
Yes.
Really?
You didn't know that,
no.
Huh?
No.
Well, we've been working pretty hard lately, Bob and I, so our doctor suggested we do some outside work.
Oh, I see. Well, working out in a big lot amidst all those pine trees, that should be healthy.
Just like a trip to the Canadian Rockies, Ken.
By the way, how is Bob to be in business with?
Oh, Ken, he's like a chipmunk with a basket of bark.
No.
He's never seen anything like that. But he's a worrier, a big worrier. Stewing all the time. We had a couple of slow days last week. You remember the little warm spell came on? Well, it slowed right down. This morning I caught him trying to hang himself from one of the 30-foot silver tips we had with him.
Did you stop him?
Yes, I had to. Just as he got the rope around his neck and started to jump, a woman came along, wanted to buy that very tree. I had to cut him down.
You know, I can't blame Bob for worrying. You know, being the Christmas tree business is, well, it's seasonal, highly specialized. You boys can lose your shirts.
Oh, don't worry, Ken. We got insurance.
So what?
Well, about December 24th, there's have to be a terrific forest fire right on Sunset Boulevard, just west of Vine. This may top Santa Claus Lane, this conflagration we're figuring on.
You're kidding.
Of course, I'm kidding, but I wouldn't set fire to trees for the insurance, but I have no control over my associate. But I better get on to the opening selection, Ken, and you know what we got tonight?
What?
We got that great seasonal favorite of the kiddies.
What's that?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Love it.
Hey, little Rudolph the Red-Nosed You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, had they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I got a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call me names.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
I say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved me, and as they shouted out with glee,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Space Cadet, Jezebel.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Folks, with Christmas just 13 days away, that last-minute shopping rush is about to begin. Now, we all know what a stampede that is, so let me give you a tip. You can do your shopping fast and easy at your neighborhood Chesterfield dealer. You know, it's really amazing how many of your Christmas shopping problems he can solve. He'll save your disposition and your shoe leather, too. And being plenty smart, this dealer of yours, he's making a big thing of our Chesterfield Christmas card carton. That's the carton that combines your gift and your greeting, too.
The outside of the carton is a nice old-fashioned Christmas scene, and inside, those milder Chesterfields with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Perfect, Ken. Perfect for every smoker on your list. Christmas time every time. Sound off for Chesterfield.
Get an early start on old St. Nick. Go down to your Chesterfield dealers quick for your smoking friends that you'd be pleasing. Get Chesterfields for the holiday season.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield. Christmas card.
Cartons of milder Chesterfield.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Rodgers and Hammerstein's song from The King and I. Also seeing service as the TV theme song for our friends Mary Healy and Peter Hayes. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very pleasurable chore, that of presenting one of the loveliest, one of the really charming young ladies of the screen. She appeared with us just a few weeks ago. She's back with us tonight for a rematch. Miss Alexis Smith.
Hello, Bing.
Welcome back, Alexis. I just want to take a moment here to congratulate you on the terrific job you did the last time you were on the show.
Well, we had a lot of fun kidding around with that old television movie, Bing.
Didn't we? Some of those movies they show on television. Pretty grim, don't you think?
You know, I bought a big screen this week.
You did?
It's 6 feet by 10 feet.
A 6 foot by 10 foot screen for your television set?
For in front of my television set.
You know, Alexis, we're going to do another old movie tonight. You're going to be the leading lady.
Oh, fine.
Terrific story we got here tonight. Really an outstanding yarn. The Roaring Twenties. Back in the days of flappers, bathtub gin. You know, the jazz age.
Well, I'm afraid I don't, Bing. Thank goodness that was before my time.
Well, thank goodness mine, too. All I know about the 1920s and the early 30s is what I've learned through research. I read up on it last night.
Oh, you kept a diary.
No. I was reading F. Scott Fitzgerald. Of course, I got to admit, Alexis, I was around in those days. You've got me trapped because I was with Paul Whiteman.
Paul Whiteman?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he have a band or something?
He had a band or nothing.
It was a real big outfit, too, Alexis. 35 musicians and a bail bondsman. Bail bondsman doubled on French horn.
I guess things were pretty wild then.
Well, let's just say they were colorful.
I tell you, Alexis, you missed something if you weren't there for those days, because it was really colorful, gay, picturesque. The girls were very flashy. They wore their shingle haircuts, you know, and the real short skirts. They rolled their stockings below the knees. A lot of men in those days, they carried flasks on their hips.
Hip flasks? What for?
What for, she said. You see, Alexis, it was necessary to carry a flask because there wasn't a drugstore on every corner like there is now, so everybody used to carry... Such incredulity I've never encountered. Everybody used to carry Cokes or Maltas around on their hips. Maltas were pretty strong men, too. I've seen many a fella take a swig of a Malted and shudder.
Well, it all sounds fantastic to me.
Of course it was. Now, Alexis, if you want to look over your part, I'll introduce our leading man to the folks. Do you mind? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a fine comedian, great little guy, Mr. Bert Wheeler.
Hiya, Bing.
Say, Bert, you know what we're doing tonight?
What?
We're doing a movie, and you're going to be the leading man in it. It's a gripping story of the mad 20s.
Yeah?
You know, the days of the It Girl. Stutz Bearcats and Pope Hartfords and Prohibition.
Oh, now, please, Bing, that was before my time.
Bertie.
Yes?
Don't give me that.
Well, as long as you're pinning me down, I did happen to know a little about the 1920s.
Don't tell me you did some research, too.
Research nothing. I wrote the book.
Am I in it?
Definitely.
I'm cooked, I guess.
Bing, I remember the first car you had.
Wasn't that a bear?
Yeah, you had a big sign on it that said, Peaches, here's your can.
I want to tell you something. That sign got plenty of peaches up around Visalia, those towns.
I should say. And, Bing, remember the time the rumble seat slammed shut with me in it and I missed 3 weeks at the palace?
With a malted on your hip, too.
That's right.
I'm glad I found you in there, Bert. Hey, Bert, let's get on with the old movie, huh? If Mr. Ken Carpenter will set the scene, we're away.
And now, radio listeners, we bring you Television, as we present a typical old movie as shown on this up-and-coming medium. Hello again, televiewers. This is Ace Carpenter welcoming you once again to your Wednesday night extra special Request Movie Time. The program where you get what you ask for, and right in your living room. Now, here's my co-worker and your master of ceremonies, the jovial, genial, saccharine Biff Crosby.
Thank you, Ace. Thank you, Ace. Thank you, neighbors, for letting me barge into your living room again this evening. And boy, oh boy, do I have a treat for you viewers tonight. Tonight marks another big first on your Wednesday night extra special Request Movie Time. If you've looked at the television listings in tonight's evening papers, you'll know that you're in for a terrific thrill, because the picture we have scheduled for tonight is Quo Vadis. That is a misprint. Quo Vadis will be shown 20 years from tonight. That's not too long to wait for a good picture, is it? But don't forget now, we have a date to see Quo Vadis in just a fifth of a century. Now, don't start phoning the stations, folks. Because as a substitute for Quo Vadis, we have another outstanding film epic entitled Ding Dong Daughters.
Oh, pardon me a second, Biff. Friends, the first two scenes in tonight's picture are brought to you through the courtesy of the makers of Hacko Cough Drops. The cough drop with a hole in it which allows free coughing.
And now... now for the movie.
Folks, don't block that cough. Cough through a Hacko.
And now for the movie.
Remember, at the first sign of a cold, take a hack at it.
And now for the movie. Ding, dang, daughter. I mean, ding, dong, daughter. Dang it, I...
Leona. Oh, Virgil, you must stop coming here. My daddy says you're a no-good lounge lizard and a drugstore cowboy.
I don't care what your daddy says. What does your father say?
Oh, father likes you. And I like you too, Virgil. That's because I'm your Sheba and you're my sheep.
A rowdy dog.
Come on, flaming youth. Let's sizzle.
Say, Leona. Leona, dear, where is your mother?
Oh, mother's down in the basement, bottling ketchup.
Ketchup, huh?
I still say it's ketchup. Don't open the door, Virgil. Don't open the door. It's a raid.
It's no raid, folks. It's me. Biff Crosby with a word from your palsy-walsy pay-when-you-feel-like-it credit dentist, Dr. Dingbat.
Friends, do you reach for a marshmallow instead of peanut brittle? If so, see Dr. Dingbat.
Do you say, no thank you, to corn on the cob? See Dr. Dingbat.
And folks, you can feel safe when Dr. Dingbat is working in your mouth, because Dr. Dingbat washes his hands every day. Now, back to your extra special request movie, Dingbat, a Ding-Dong Daughters.
Don't open the door, Virgil. Don't open it!
Your undivided attention for a moment. If you're in the market for a suit or a top coat, the man you should see is Happy Sam Hogan, the clothing king. Happy Sam's big factory outlet store is conveniently located between Palmdale and Mojave. Out of the high rent district. And remember, Happy Sam has the world's largest free parking lot, the Mojave Desert. Now back to your extra special request movie.
Why are you stopping here, Virgil?
I'm taking you to Tony's. It's a speakeasy.
Gee, a speakeasy. Do you think we'll be able to get in, Virgil?
Sure. I just press this buzzer, and when the guy comes to the peephole, I give him the password, and we're in. We'll get in okay.
Yeah? What do you want?
Joe sent me.
So what?
Jack sent me.
Never heard of him.
Nick sent me.
No, will you, bud?
Oh, we'll never get in, Virgil.
Oh, if Virgil sent you, come right in.
Gee, isn't this place the bee's knees?
Oh, it's the cat's pajamas.
It's the snake's hips, all right. Have you got your flask with you, Virgil?
Certainly. Have a snort?
Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid. Is this good alcohol?
It ought to be good. I got it out of the radiator of a Cadillac.
Howdy, kiddies. This is Uncle Ken, the old scout. I want to have a little talk with all you trusty, rowdy rangers about the crunchiest, munchiest, lunchiest candy bar on the market. The Gooey Bar. I know all you kiddies are loyal, and you're buying gooey bars with every cent you can get your chubby little hands on. I know for a fact that lots of you kiddies are eating 3 or 4 gooey bars a day. And that's darn good, but you can do better. I want you kids to eat 12 or 14 gooey bars every day. And then just thinky, you can be the only kid on your block with ulcers. Back to your extra special request movie.
Gee, Leona, it's wonderful to be back home again.
Yes, Virgil. You're out of jail now and we're married. Just make yourself comfortable, Virgil, and I'll run down and get a bottle of Mother's ketchup.
Friends, speaking of ketchup, let me interrupt for a few seconds to tell you about a wonderful new soft drink. The soft drink that everyone is raving about. Zeppo.
With Zeppo, there's a taste thrill for everybody, because Zeppo comes in four delightful flavors. Groucho, Harpo, Chico, and Gummo. Now, back to your extra special request movie.
I want to tell you something, Leona. Your mother is making better ketchup than ever.
Well, I have to get dressed now, Virgil, because the girls are giving me a baby shower this afternoon.
And now State has the ball on Occidental's 38-yard line, and what a thrilling football game we're seeing here today.
And we'll name the little darling after you, dear. After all, it's...
Fourth down, two to go for Occidental.
Got it. Sorry, folks, there seems to be another channel lapping over at our channel here. These things will happen, you know. Don't worry, folks. Roll the picture again. Come on.
Now that the baby's coming, it's so nice to think back to all the wonderful times we had together. Remember when we won the black bottom contest at the Crescent Ballroom?
How can I forget? You know, darling, we won that contest because your...
Backfield was in motion. Yes, sir, there's a penalty.
Oh, Virgil, you're a dear. But now I must get ready for the baby shower.
I've never been so happy. We'll have more children, my sweet. Maybe 2, 3, 4...
50, 60, 70, 80. He went all the way, folks. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a touchdown for Occidental.
It was wonderful of you to let my mother stay here with us. She never had anything before.
Look, there she is out in the garden now, leaning down to pick roses. I'd love to go over there and give her...
A quick kick into the end zone. Oh, what a game, what a game. The rain is starting to come down hard now, and the field is getting sloppy. The boys are playing with a soggy, muddy pigskin, and it looks...
Just like your face. It's so tender and kind.
I'm so happy. Why, when you first told me that you were going to have a little one, I thought...
It was Occidental! That's right, folks. Occidental made another first down on State's 20-yard line. Uh-oh, but there's the gun ending the first half. Now, in a moment, we'll hear the State fans.
Just take it easy, Leona. And your little Virgil will kiss you every morning and every evening.
And just wait till you see the halftime activities. But now all the players are leaving the field along with their coaches. They're all filing into the locker room.
Better hurry, dear. You want to be the first at the shower.
I must fix my hair, Virgil. It's a mess.
Ladies, is your hair a mess?
If so, use Rainbow Tint Rinse.
If you want your hair colored as quick as a wink,
use Rainbow, use Rainbow, use Rainbow.
Your hair can be purple, magenta, or pink.
With Rainbow, with Rainbow, with Rainbow.
Now there's one little thing we have got to explain. After you have used Rainbow, stay out of the rain. It will melt and your hair will run right down the drain.
That's Rainbow, that's Rainbow, that's Rainbow.
And thus ends your extra special request movie for tonight. Wasn't that a thrilling story? I'm sure we'll always carry with us memories of Leona and Virgil.
And Rainbow.
And Rainbow. And Rainbow.
Well, folks, we have a lot of fun kidding those commercials. Here's a little song we're pretty serious about, though. One that makes a lot of sense to smokers everywhere. Kids, you want to sound off for Chesterfield, Alexis, and Bert? Get in there and give it a whirl, huh?
Take it from Alexis Smith. Chesterfield has mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, it's the one that sets the pace.
Chesterfield.
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 Milder, 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 milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
Alexis says it in Wheeler, too. This is what you ought to do. Put on your hat, run down to the store, and buy the one that gives you more.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it. Today.
Thanks, Alexis, Bert, and folks. It doesn't matter if it's set to music or not. The whole point of that pitch is this. Chesterfield's gives you something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Over 1,500 tobacco growers say Chesterfield's delightful aroma means Chesterfield's smoke milder, much milder. And one of the most famous industrial research organizations in the world reports, of all brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette which leaves no unpleasant aftertaste.
So next time you buy cigarettes, sound off for Chesterfield and try a pack today. This is an old tune that us oldsters recall with pleasure. Les Paul recently made a new recording of it, gave it a fresh lease on life. John Scott Trotter has fashioned a very lacy background for this evening's rendition. Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is heavy with dew. The thrush on high, his sleepy mate is calling, and my heart is closer for tonight. My deepest thanks to Bert Wheeler and to Alexis Smith for joining up with us this evening.
I enjoyed it, Bing.
Who's with you next week, Bing?
Bert, next week we're going to do our Christmas show. We'll have lots of traditional music, and my guest will be a young fellow named Lindsey Crosby. This boy comes highly recommended by his mother, that is. Also with us will be Miss Trudy Irwin, who we haven't heard from since the old Kraft days. Hope to see you next week, folks. And meanwhile, lay in a goodly supply of those Chesterfield Christmas card cartons for your friends and your family. And smoke them yourself, because Chesterfields are really loaded with pleasure. Good night.
Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week, and they're bringing his guests, Lindsay Crosby and Trudy Irwin.